Welcome to the 618 Now, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So Jessica, what's going on this week?
There are many, many people still working from home, and I think it was fun at first, but now we're like, what, 15 months into this? So I wonder if some of the novelty is maybe wearing off.
Yes.
If you're someone that finds yourself wanting a change of scenery throughout your workday, here are two places to consider. The first is the O'Fallon Public Library. They have several small rooms available to reserve in two-hour blocks of time, and it's super easy to reserve them. You can just get onto their website, find a time that works for you. They're quiet rooms, they're spacious, they have plugs for electronics. They're also open to the public, so you do not have to have a library card to reserve them.
Oh, that's cool.
And you can reserve them up to 2 weeks in advance, so there's no charge, so I think that's a great option.
Definitely.
There's also a really cool business called Cafe Biz 618, and it is a shared workspace, and it is beautiful. It is vibrant and modern. Certain parts are very open, so it has a very coffee shop feel to it, but Okay. Other parts are traditional workspaces with desks and closed door offices that you can rent. You can purchase a single day pass or book an office at an hourly rate if you need to, like, meet with clients or other professionals. They have membership options. It's a really flexible business model.
Cool.
They offer Wi-Fi, conference rooms, free coffee and refreshments, wireless printing, and then they also have event space. Now that books up really quickly, but they've had family reunions, graduation parties, happy hours for workplaces. They have really thought of everything.
Wow.
They're located over in Fairview Heights in one of the shopping centers. And the Chamber's executive director, Debbie, hosted a virtual business over breakfast there recently. And they live streamed a walkthrough tour, and the feedback has been phenomenal. So I'm going to put a link to their website and also a link to the video tour in the show notes. So I just think those are two great options for people that maybe need to get out of their house until their workplace opens back up.
Yeah, definitely. I like that you highlighted those two options. And that's one of our goals on the podcast, is to share with listeners what's out there and what they may not know about.
Exactly.
And along those lines, we're going to be starting a new segment here on the show called Out of the Box. And what we're going to do is we're going to pick a topic and we're going to share a local place or two that you may not have realized can help you fill a need.
I am so excited about this.
So for this week's Out of the Box, let's talk about greeting cards.
Okay.
So where do you think most people go to buy their greeting cards?
Probably Walgreens, CVS, or maybe the grocery store.
I would agree with that, but where else can they get birthday cards or anniversary cards or wedding cards or any other card that they might need?
Okay, so my first out-of-the-box option is Stephen Mueller Florist in downtown.
Okay.
They have several racks of beautiful and, I'm going to call them, non-corporate greeting cards. You can just tell that they're unique and they're not mass-produced, and the messaging inside is usually really, really thoughtful. And then my other out-of-the-box pick is the Mailbox Store. They're on Highway 50 in the shopping center that's actually right next to Walgreens.
Oh.
Their selection is fantastic. They are funny, quirky. They have some really memorable cards. During COVID, they had COVID-themed cards. It was like, happy birthday, and then you open it up and it says, I'd hug you, but that's illegal. So in my experience, they're also less expensive than the name brand cards. So
yeah,
there's nothing wrong with gifting like a name brand card. This is not an indictment on anyone, but I just know there are times when people want something different. So I think knowing there are local places that carry fun and meaningful cards might be helpful to some people. So those are our two out of the box options.
Well, there you go. Well, if you have a favorite local go-to for buying greeting cards, let us know, and we will share those places in future episodes. So, Jess, what's on the calendar for this week?
So today is Friday. It is $5 movie day at Marcus Theater for the movie Monsters vs. Aliens.
Ooh.
Heads up for next week, the $5 movie is Pokemon Detective Pikachu.
Oh, okay.
So there's that. There are also fishing derbies tonight and tomorrow. I'll put a link to those in the show notes. And then both O'Fallon and Shiloh communities are offering COVID vaccine clinics coming up. Shiloh's is this Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and online registration is required. O'Fallon's clinic is scheduled for next Wednesday, June 16th. You do have to call the phone number to schedule that appointment, and I'll put a link to both of those in the show notes.
Okay.
And then this is a final reminder that there's a huge job fair this Tuesday, June 8th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the VFW. There are over 200 jobs being represented and some will be offered on the spot. I'll put a link to that in the show notes.
It's definitely going to be a good opportunity for people that are both looking for work as well as the businesses that are looking for workers.
Yes, I hope there's a good match there.
Yeah.
The weather this week looks pretty rainy, so maybe you decided to get some spring cleaning done. I guess it's not spring anymore. Well, it's technically spring. Summer doesn't start for a couple weeks.
Yeah, we got a little time still.
So if you have electronics you want to donate, the OTHS Band Boosters is hosting an electronics and scrap metal recycling event on Saturday, June 12th from 9 a.m. to noon at Carriel. Band parents will be on hand to offload your donations from your vehicle. It is a fundraiser for the band, so they are scheduled to participate in the Rose Bowl at the end of this year. I just love saying that because it means like the world's opening up. So they're working hard to raise money to make that happen. Maybe you don't have any electronics to donate, but you still want to help them out. They do have a PayPal account that you can donate to, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes. So, fun fact.
Yeah.
If a dollar was donated for every podcast episode of ours that's been downloaded in the last month, they would have over $780.
Is that your not-so-discreet way of some self-promotion?
Maybe.
Okay.
But also, we have an audience now, and it's people that I know care about our community. So maybe, instead of just self-promoting, maybe I'm also connecting our listeners to an opportunity to help out our youth as they realize their dreams of marching in the Rose Bowl Parade, Nick.
Fair enough. So is there anything else going on?
Yep. The Friends of the Library have a book donation drive coming up on Saturday, June 12th from 10 a.m. to noon. You drive up, they unload, you drive away. It's fantastic. They accept books, vinyl records, CDs, DVDs, comics, maps, and puzzles. So I'll put a link to that in the show notes. And one last thing, the library offers travel backpacks. The library staff packs backpacks, wow, that's a mouthful, full of stuff. So it includes a lap desk, magnetic building sets, travel bingo cards, and other games. And then they have a plastic folder with some activity sheets and colored pencils for the kids to keep. And you can reserve the backpacks for up to 3 weeks at a time. So if you have a trip planned, consider renting a road trip backpack from the library.
Very cool. Well, on that note, I've got to get going for this week.
Thanks, Nick. Always a pleasure.
This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We are a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.